The Grand Pals program is calling on older adult volunteers to share their stories with school-aged kids in Barrie over an 8-week period in the new year. I was looking for programs that would value older adults and give meaning-making experiences, said Jenna Wickens, coordinator of the Mature Minds program with Catholic Family Services of Simcoe County, CFSSC, which delivers the Grand Pals program in this region. Involved with the program since 2021, first virtually and then in person, Wickens says she has heard incredible stories from the Grand Pals volunteers. There was a woman who was a nurse for a gentleman whose relative served under Napoleon Bonaparte in Russia, she told Barrie Today. Wickens said that real relationships have been made through the program, in which students and Grand Pals develop a mutual respect and become friends through storytelling. The benefit for students is that they have interaction with older adults. Some of them have grandparents, but some of them don't, she added. Jenna Wickens is coordinator of the Mature Minds program with Catholic Family Services of Simcoe County, CFSSC, which delivers the Grand Pals program in the region. Image supplied. For older adults, Wickens says that age is an opportunity, not a liability, in this program. What we love about it is because we want people to continue to have opportunities and be valuable members of society as they get older, she said. Wickens noted another benefit of the program is that it reduces ageism. She remembered Mark Milhut, founder of the Grand Pals program, once told her a story of a student who called out a comedian for a joke offensive to older people in a classroom visit. Wickens explained that the Grand Pals volunteers will meet and build relationships with the same 2 to 4 students over the 8-week duration of the program. The students capture written stories of what the older adults are saying and create art projects that represent what the older adults talk about, she noted. The program becomes part of the students' curriculum. Wickens says the teachers sign up for the program and select how the students get matched up. Sometimes we'll match them up by interest, and sometimes teachers will just put a random group of 2 or 4 students with one older adult and then they work together, she said. Wickens says she has seen that even students who don't love school tend to love this program. They can't wait to meet with their older adult friend and once they get involved, they are thrilled, she said. Wickens noted the meetings are never unsupervised and police background checks are done. In the last school year, the Grand Pals program was hosted by True North Christian Academy in Stayner. There was an older adult who was a fireman and a student created an art project out of yarn, she said. Another student recreated a picture of a home with popsicle sticks. Wickens revealed the program has already 1 classroom in a school in Barrie and 2 classrooms in a school in Innisfil set to go next year. Before starting the 8-week period in the classroom, the Grand Pals volunteers receive a 5 weeks of training to practice storytelling, starting in February. Our goal is to be in the classrooms after March break, Wickens added. The program is specifically targeting people who are 55 plus, but Wickens says exceptions are made to that. If someone has a story, even if they don't think they have, and they love kids, they can get involved in this, she said. For more information about the Grand Pals program, contact Jenna Wickens, Mature Minds Coordinator, at jwickens@cfssc.ca or 705-627-1716.